Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
Jesus is teaching us how to pray, and in verse 11, we get to the fourth request in this Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." So, point number one, the stuff, bread, daily bread, everything we need to do God's will. Now let's move to the next point, the schedule, which is today. Today, give us this day our daily bread. Most of Jesus' hearers were day laborers and people that were poor. They needed to work each day. They earned the money to feed their families. So if they couldn't work for a few days, they couldn't eat for a few days. We live in a much wealthier culture. We tend to think, I mean, we could all, you know, if you couldn't work tomorrow, you didn't go to work tomorrow, you'd still eat tomorrow, right? We tend to think in terms of, give us this year our annual bread, right? We don't really worry about today. We worry about the months to come, about how I'm going to pay the bills, how I'm going to get by in the future. But today, we're pretty much, you know, we're not worried about today, honestly. I mean, as far as today goes, the only real fear that we have about daily bread today is the terrifying possibility of maybe having to eat some food that we weren't really in the mood for, you know, or something like that. Or getting poor service at a restaurant. When it comes to provision, really, the last thing on our minds is today. What we want is not daily bread. What we want is a lump sum payment from God that will secure us for about a year to come at least. So we don't have to worry. We're not saying, Lord, fill my belly. We're saying, Lord, fill my barns. Give me a stockpile. But our sense of feeling secure is not supposed to come from our bank account or our paycheck or our apparent job security, which is an oxymoron, job security. Our sense of feeling secure should come from our daily trust in our Father. Just think about a child and his father. You know, my kids never check the balance in our bank account. Never. I mean, they've asked me for a lot of things. They've never once asked me for the login info to check our bank balance online. They don't care about that. One time, I remember when they were little, they came to me and said, Daddy, are we rich or poor? I said, rich. Then they asked why they don't get as much stuff as all their friends, and so I said, poor. But then once they found out that we're rich compared to the rest of the world, most of the rest of the world, and poor compared to their friends, then that's all they need to know. They never asked me after that. They don't need to know the bank balance. I mean, if Tracy makes a nice meal, puts it on the table, they don't say, can we afford this? You know, they don't. I take them on a vacation, they don't say, how are we going to make the house payment now after this? And farthest thing from their minds. They don't worry about that or whether they're going to have a place to sleep tonight or if they're going to go hungry for a week. They've never gone. They've always had food. They've always had a place to stay their whole life. There's no reason for them to think that's going to change. And it's a day-to-day kind of trust. I don't have to put a stockpile of canned foods in their bedroom, a year's supply of food in their bedroom in order for them to feel provided for. They don't need that. And that's the kind of trust that Jesus is teaching us that we should have with our Father. When you pray for earthly provisions, pray for what you need right now. Right now. You say, what about planning for ahead? Look, planning ahead. If wisdom, in as much as wisdom calls for planning ahead, plan ahead. When you need to plan, plan. But some things, planning doesn't help. Some things that are in the future, you can't do anything today about that. When that's the case, then just, if nothing can be done today about some future concern, that concern doesn't belong in this day. Leave it in the future where it belongs. Doesn't belong here. The schedule that Jesus gave us for provision is daily. Daily. Not annually. Living one day at a time is a lot more than just a platitude. It is a very important principle for walking with God, for the Christian life. The schedule for His provision is daily, not yearly. And when we get a stockpile of provision that will last us way into the future, the effect that tends to have on us, it just makes us feel independent from God instead of dependent on God, and that harms us. That's why the prayer comes in Proverbs 30, verse 8, "Do not give me riches, but give me only my prescribed amount of bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?'" He didn't want it. He's saying, don't ever make me so wealthy, God, that I might be tempted to think that I'm self-sufficient and I don't need the Lord. And you might be thinking, I already have plenty to last me a year. I mean, what if God has already provided for me for years to come? I got a lot of money in the bank, and I got my job is very secure, and I'm in a position where even if I did lose my job, I would be fine for a long time, and He has provided a year in advance for me. Has He? Not really. We need to remember two things. First of all, no matter how much money you have, it could all be gone tomorrow. All your money could be gone tomorrow. Everything. You could lose it all. And secondly, there's a whole lot more to daily bread, a whole lot more that we need to accomplish God's will than just money. We need so many more things than that. For example, if you're going to do God's will, if you're going to carry out His calling, you're going to need some sleep. You're going to have to get some rest. If you get a bad case of insomnia, you're not going to be able to function. Another thing you're going to need is all kinds of different relationships with people. You're going to need a boss who isn't unreasonable and who won't fire you. At various times, you're going to need certain people to keep their word and really come through at critical moments when it really matters. And you're going to need the right people with the right knowledge to just happen to come along in your life and tell you the kinds of things that you're going to need to know at that moment. You're going to need that. And you're going to need health. You're going to need, there's a germ on a handrail that will make you deathly ill for 8 weeks. If you touch it, you need your hand to miss it by a centimeter instead of landing right on it. Right? You need that. And when you do get sick, you're going to need to recover. There's a big difference between recovery that lasts 2 days and recovery that lasts 5 years. You're going to need to recover. You're going to need clear thinking. You know those moments. You know how sometimes your thinking is clear and sometimes it's foggy? You're going to need it to be clear at certain crucial moments when you have to make a decision that's really important. And God's in charge of whether it's clear or foggy. There's so much we need. You need the post office to get certain mail to your house on time. You need it to rain enough for the farmers to be able to produce crops. You need the government to have a military that can protect the country. You're going to need police protection sometimes. You need other drivers to stop at red lights when you're going through. In order to stay alive, we need all kinds of things. Every single day, we live off charity from God. 100% charity from God. If you're too proud to accept charity, you're too proud to be alive, because we all live off 100% charity from God every moment. Nobody is set for life. Nobody. Nobody's even set for tomorrow. If God withholds your daily bread tomorrow, there are no resources on this planet that could carry you through tomorrow. Nobody's set for tomorrow, but if God is your Heavenly Father, then you are always set for today. That's the promise. And so we pray, give us this day our daily bread, not give us this year our annual bread. Nor do we pray, give us this hour our hourly bread. You know, we're in a culture, we're into instant gratification. And so usually we eat something within minutes of getting a hunger pang, right? Right away. No way I can stay hungry for 45 more minutes. I got to stop at Wendy's now, you know. In fact, very often we eat a whole meal before we even get hungry. just because it's time to eat, right? We respond mostly to cravings, not hunger. There are many people who really haven't felt a real actual hunger pang in months or years. Think of how rare it is that we go more than an hour or two between feeling a hunger pang and eating. It just doesn't happen in our culture. It's so rare. And on the rare occasions when it does happen, it's a big calamity. Oh, I'm starving. I haven't eaten in an hour. I mean, it's been an hour. I've been hungry. When we allow the flesh to demand hourly bread, we become enslaved to our appetites and we greatly hinder the work of the kingdom. There are a lot of things you can do in ministry and in the kingdom that are hindered if you have to eat right at 12, right, whenever, and you got all your meals and all your snacks. And if you can't ever say no to the flesh, that's a hindrance to ministry. We want our annual bread and our hourly bread, and Jesus said, no, just ask your Father for daily bread. Jesus taught us to pray for the bread we need each day. Do you do that? Remember, this applies to more than just bread. It's all physical things and circumstances you need to accomplish God's will in a given day. Consider starting a habit of beginning every day with a prayer, asking God to provide you what you're going to need that day. This will accomplish a couple of things. First, God will answer those prayers and provide what we need. James warns us that if we fail to ask, there will be times when God won't supply what we need. You don't have because you don't ask. So we should pray for those things so that we will get them. That's number one. Number two, praying that way will keep you continually aware that the success or failure of your day doesn't rest 100% on you. You are dependent on God for all you need. And the more often we ask Him to supply what we need, the easier it will be for us to remember that.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.